We are reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 33. You can ask questions live during the lesson, item 33, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
I got a few letters, emails, where our friends are asking that we will have a review from the beginning of preface until now, according to your questions. So go ahead, you can ask about anything. I'm not going to toss out any question. I'm going to answer everything. Because people complain that I that I'm dismissing the questions that are preventing people from understanding our material. So I'm willing to answer. Go ahead. From the beginning of preface, four phases of direct light, then the restriction, screen, reflected light, Rosh Galgalta, Igulim, Yosher, all those things, inner light, surrounding light, whatever you want, you can ask.
Florida.
Здравствуйте. Я хотел спросить сразу четвертой стадии. Четвертая стадия.
I wanted to ask about Bchinat Dalet. When the Kli reaches Bchinat Daled, it has 100% of the will to receive and 100% of the light pleasure. Afterwards, with the help of the shame, it completely rejects the light, building a masach, and calculates in the Rosh, deciding to receive only part of the light because it doesn't have the strength, the ability to receive everything, but receives only, suppose, 20%, and the rest becomes Or Chozer. And then that reflected light is clothed in, it becomes the Or Pnimi, and the rest is all Makif, surrounding light. The Kli receives tremendous pleasure from this work. And in the next Parzufs, to correct the rest of the 80% that it did not receive, and eventually turns...
Everything you said is correct. Now we're going to go to
PT22.
Does a Bchina itself become into a new Bchina, or does it give birth to a new Bchina?
Every Bchina, every phase, discernment changes according to the environmental conditions that change. Through the inner light, surrounding light, by each one, every discernment can change.
We say that there's no absence in spirituality. On the other hand, Bchina Aleph received the entire upper light. Bchina Dalet receives the entire upper light again. And then at the end in Gemara, at the end of correction, so
difference in receiving the upper light. Bchina Aleph, when it receives, it doesn't choose to receive. It's simply built this way. Bchina Daled wants to receive, and it receives out of its own desire, but it's in order to receive, meaning from within its own desire. So at the end of correction, Bchina Dalet receives because it wants to bestow completely, and it has the ability to do so, and so it receives in order to bestow. And so in each and every state, every Partsuf, every Olam, Penadalet makes an action in order to bestow. After the first restriction, all the actions are only in order to bestow. Volga.
Как так получается, что четвертая стадия?
How does it happen that Bchinat Daled loses the intention in order to bestow? Why does everything end at Bchinat Gimel?
All the actions from above down in the four phases of direct light are called four phases of direct light, meaning they come from above down. Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled. All those discernments, phases, they all come from above down. They're obligated to expand this way. There's no reaction from the creature. There is no creature. There's no created being. Bchinat Daled is the beginning of the created being. So we cannot speak of things that happened before Bchinat Daled. And so, Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, to imply some reaction and a change and something determined by the created being. Whether these things change in him naturally of themselves. It's like an embryo inside his mother's womb. It develops. Does anyone ask him how to develop? No. According to the laws of nature, they give him light and he develops. Moscow 4.
It says in item 33 that the bitush happens between the ol pnimi and ol makif. It says that these two lights have completely inverse qualities. What are these?
The inner light, ol pnimi, is the light that the vessel received in order to bestow. And it makes a form of bestowal to the Creator. Meaning the inner light is bestowal to the Creator. There's bestowal to the Creator in the Rosh of the Patsuf, where you make a calculation. But in practice, where is that bestowal happening? It's inside the vessels. The vessels are called the Toch of the Patsuf. Toch, Tocho, Ubo. This is where the light is that fills the will to receive. And from that, the Creator enjoys. He enjoys from filling the created being inside his desire. At the end of correction, the Creator will fill the created being in all of his desires, in the Toch and in the Sof of the Patsuf. That's it. PT21.
Bchinat Daled. It's the same point that existed in Bchinat Shoresh but became inflated and the previous three Bchinot are inside of it?
In each and every Bchinah, in each and every discernment, exist the other Bchinot, the other discernments, because they are the ones who establish the current one.
But do they also exist outside of her?
They also exist outside of her in order to pass the light to her in a certain way and to build that Bchinah, that this phase. How can Bchinah Bet exist if not for the previous Bchinot, previous phases, and they will not build the desire in Bchinah Bet and will not pass a certain light to Bchinah Bet? So, of course, all the Bchinot, all the discernments remain and exist and sustain every phase that comes after them.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. General question, because he allowed it. The Creator created us in order to give us all the good and the pleasure there is. The cascading from above down that builds us, the light that builds us, brings us to the state of Bchinat Daled. And there, and this is the question, a new parameter comes into that system, which is a byproduct of creation. The created being suddenly starts determining things that he did not receive.
It's because the light works in it and it gives to the will to receive the qualities of the light. Therefore, the will to receive can function in this way. Romania?
Good morning. I want to ask about the inner light. It comes from the Creator to the friends through the friends.
Everything a person receives comes to him from his ten, through his ten. And if he doesn't have a ten, still he has a ten, but he doesn't identify it yet. Otherwise he could not receive. Because before the will to receive, there has to be the upper nine. So there's always a system that's at the service of a person. The matter is that he doesn't know it yet. But in order to advance, he must recognize that ten, bring it. That's why it says that the Creator brings a person to the good fortune, places his hand on the good fortune and says, take it. And from this point on, if the person takes it, he begins to advance. So we have no other choice but to develop the ten. Clear, yeah?
Piti 2.
כן, עכשיו אחרי הסימן. אנחנו לומדים שיש לנו...
We learn that from Bchina Bet to Bchina Gimel in the transition, the Rosh remains in Bet, and Gimel is only like a goof, a body. The body. Why doesn't it happen in all the transitions from Aleph to Bet, from Gimel to Daled? Why does the Rosh remain in Bet and the Guf is Gimel?
Because the will to bestow that we have in phase two is a desire to bestow. And how does it express itself? It looks up. How does the Creator express himself in bestowal? He creates Bchin Aleph, the first phase. So phase two, when it looks up, it repeats what the Creator did towards the will to receive. It takes the will to receive, develops it, and you get Bchina Gimel, phase 3. Meaning phase 0 and phase 1 are a dyad, a pair, and then phase 2 and phase 3 are a pair, a dyad, and from that, the result of that is Bchina Daled.
Can we say that the same thing happens between Shoresh and Aleph, that the Rosh of Aleph is in Shoresh?
Of course. Otherwise, how else can it happen?
So why is it suddenly in Gimel, Zer Anpin?
Because he's a small one, he doesn't decide by himself. Rather, Bina decides for him. Bina gives birth to him. Zat of Bina is the Rosh of Zeranpin.
Seemingly, Aleph should also be Zeranpin because it doesn't decide.
Over there is no real will to receive. The will to receive was only born there. He's entirely like that. Whereas here, it's after the vessel refuses to receive in phase two, and then he decides that he wants to create, to develop the will to receive in phase three. So this is from the created being, from the vessel itself, you get this action. Turkey 3.
Günaydın Rav. Benim sorum şu. Işığın enine genişlemesi nasıl oluyor? İzah edebilir misiniz? Teşekkür ederim.
What does it mean? that the light expands horizontal.
Light expands in all directions, except in the height from above down, from below up, direct light and reflected light. And light also spreads out and expands horizontally, meaning to those secondary sefirot, or each sefira, as we learned. We learned it. We learned that if I receive to Sfirat Keter, and from Keter it develops to
Chochmah,
and from Chochmah it goes, it develops to Keter of Chochmah. This is the general Keter, this is general Chochmah. So each Sfirah has to be Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut. So from Chochmah of Keter, it comes to Keter of Chochmah. This also develops accordingly, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut. And it comes to the Keter of Bina, and it keeps developing accordingly. So each time it develops from the adjacent upper degree, and this is called horizontal development. Horizontal development. You cannot go from Keter to Keter. Cannot. Only through the horizontal development. Next. Oh, many questions. Okay, very good. Latin 4.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, Clio Lamin. Rab, continuando con la pregunta anterior.
Good morning, Rab. World Clean. To continue the previous question about the Potsuf of Ak, when the light spreads in width, why do the ten sefirot have different names?
In every place, you have names. They could be different or similar, but it speaks of different parts of him, different desires. It's like you have many people, but each one has a rosh, a goof, or meaning head, body, hands, feet. So you have a problem with the language, with the names, since the language is short. You need to say, this belongs to the finger of this body, of this partsuf, of that world, and so on and so forth. It's very complex. In spirituality, there's a problem with the naming convention until we enter spirituality. When we enter, it becomes immediately clear what it's talking about. It's like doctors who talk about something that's happening inside a human body. So they say a certain name and everybody knows what's happening, and so on and so forth. Clear. Latin 2.
La formación del parsú y es una formación eterna. ¿Quiere decir que el parsub es el mismo o constantemente está revolucionando?
Is building the parsub something eternal, or is the parsub created every time?
We have nothing eternal except for the Creator that fills all of reality. Everything else changes until it comes to its eternal form according to its, our work.
Бокер Тов, Раф.
Бокер Ор, Лорой.
Можно спросить у вас, Парцуфи Гальгальта, роль и функции уровня...
Can I ask about the Parcuf of Galgalta? What is the role of the Chazé?
Pe is the place for the zivug daka, coupling, striking, restriction, striking, mating, all happens in the pe of Osh. But then, how far does the light expand? It expands down to the tabor, from pe to chazé. The light of chasadim that expands there, and from chazé to the tabor, the light of chokhmah expands from tabor and below. In Galgalta, there's no more light, only the light of rejection, the light of chasadim, reflected light of chasadim. And there are many kinds of light of chasadim.
Because what? Latin 7. Latin 7.
Latin 7.
No, Misham.
Estás muteado, Miguel. Bueno, esta es una pregunta de Miguel. ¿Por qué las sefirot?
Question from Miguel. Why do the sefirot of Rosh that clothe in Or Chozer in reflected light are called the roots of the sefirot, and why are they not the sefirot themselves yet?
Because there's still no desire. There's no desire that revealed in the Rosh in itself, only in rejection. That's why it's called the roots of the vessels, the preparation for the vessel. I merely think, plan how I will receive from the host and will enjoy. The pleasure is felt here inside the toch of the parzuf, inside it. But in the Rosh, I only think, decide, make calculations how much to receive, how much not to receive, because of the shame, because of honor in order to give pleasure, and so on and so forth. And that's why we said that in the Osh, we only have the roots of the vessels, and the vessels proper are from the Pe and below, in the Potsuf. Okay?
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос о причине сокращения.
A question about the reason for the Tzimtzum. In the first part of Tess, it says that there was no Chisaron in the world of Ein Sof. And the Tzimtzum happened because Bechina Daled wanted to reach equivalence of form. In the preface, it says that there was a Chisaron and that Tzimtzum happened because of the shame.
That's a reason for the first restriction, shame.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Ну, hello, Rav. We say that we built the parzuf through our connection in the ten. How is this entire structure of Rosh, Toch, Sof, Masach, and everything built? For me, it's something very abstract.
It's abstract for everyone, but when we make efforts to connect in the ten, then gradually we begin to feel, where do we build the Rosh? Each and every one joins the others, and the general Rosh is built where everyone's heads are, all the Rashim. Then we have the general body, the general Guf. that includes everyone's desires. And in each and every part of the Patsuf that we're constructing, the ten, everyone are contributing to the foot and the head and the body and each and every part. It's not that one belongs to the head and one belongs to the hand. And the third one belongs to the foot. No. Each one of us is a mini representation of the Partsuf, and all these Partsufim connect together and they build a common Partsuf. You'll see how it expresses itself, how it's done. You say Midwest.
In phase Bina, light was present, and then there was a feeling that there's a giver of the pleasure. Bina stopped receiving because it wanted to bestow, like the giver. Was there a sensation of shame in this phase?
No, there's no feeling of shame because it never received. There's no desire to receive in Bina, only a desire to bestow. So, consequently, it never received. It's not considered reception. Malchut, phase 4, is the first one that receives. It feels itself as receiving, and that's why only in it does shame appear. Maktu.
Hello, Rav. Question about Ol Makif. Can you explain how does it work with the Kli?
Kol Or.
It says
that
when it's not, whatever is not received in the toch of the partsuf remains around the partsuf as surrounding light, Ol Makif, and it pressures it, and it pleads like the host with the kli, like the host with the guests. Why did you receive so little? So it softens the kli, it forces the partsuf to get purified and to take in the second portion. Florida, Bulgaria, Hadera, Mac.
Rav, the Dalet Prinot of Direct Light of Or Yashar.
I don't
do any philosophy. Ask about what's written.
Okay, then between Or Chozer and Or Pnimi.
I'm not talking about this nonsense. It's nonsense. There's no time in spirituality. Time in spirituality is called the action itself. I'm asking you, if you want to not get confused, stop with your smart additions. Moscow 1.
Malchut. It's ashamed to receive because it's the receiver, but this is how it was created. So what is there to be ashamed of? Or is it ashamed because it does not relate to the Creator as he does to her?
By receiving, by being the opposite of the Creator and the feeling of opposition from the Creator, that feeling is called shame. The sense of being opposite. Diametrically opposite, and that feeling is called shame. When I'm opposite of the host, this feeling is called shame. The matter of shame is the matter of opposition.
But it was created opposite, so why shame?
No, no. There's a difference between what it does and what it feels. Those are two different things. Of course, you can say that, well, that's what that's how the Creator made it. But it cannot rid itself of the feeling of shame. And that's what I asked Rabash about it. How can it feel ashamed from how the Creator made her? We're speaking about it in a very high place. It receives, right, that quality. So why does it feel shame? Rabash said it simply. Shame is a creation in and of itself. These were his words. What does it mean? The Creator deliberately adds to the will to receive, that receives, deliberately adds the feeling called shame, such an unpleasant feeling that is willing to remove itself from everything. I'm better off dead if I feel myself in opposition to the host. I feel that I'm burning. I'm burning up. That's how it is. If you've never felt shame, try to feel. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's written that shame is reserved for the highest souls, especially high souls that come into a relationship with the Creator, and there the feeling of shame, oh boy, it's worse than death. Worse. That's why it says, I'm better off dead. Tbilisi?
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
У меня такой вопрос.
What happens in Zarampin? Zarampin receives in order to bestow, right? And that's why it begets Malchut.
No, incorrect. Zarampin does not receive. It was created in such a way to receive, like an embryo in his mother's womb. Does it receive? It is completely under the control of the mother, and whatever she gives him from her body, whatever goes into the body of the embryo, that's how it happens. Therefore, it's not considered reception. We don't say Zerampin has his own will to receive. He is under the control, the authority of the Upper One. Okay? Good. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Рав, если стыд самостоятельное творение, оно тоже проходит четыре стадии?
If or when the created being is independent, does it also go through the four bchinot, or how does it happen?
The shame appears only in Bchina Dalet, phase 4, because only it is the receiver. After all the previous discernments that do not receive, and when it makes the decision to receive, although this decision came to it necessarily, but it feels itself different than the Creator. Opposite, so the feeling of difference from the Creator from phase zero, Shosh, it awakens in Bchina Dalet the feeling of shame. The difference, the disparity of form with the host is called shame. That's it. Who didn't we have today?
No. Tagidu le'atem.
You tell me. I don't want to leave. Oh, Kavkaz.
Вопрос такой. Можно так сказать, что
Is it possible to say that the Or Yashar penetrates all the Prinot from above down according to a predetermined plan with the intention or to bestow?
Yeah, you can say that. Focus group.
שאלה כזאת, בחינה ג' מקבלת כדי להשפיע, בכל זאת.
בחינה ג' receives in order to bestow. Maybe it's not our own decision, but there is the chasadim and light of chokhmah there.
But it's not that it receives. If the decision is in bina, then bchinah gimel doesn't receive. A certain action takes place in it, but the action belongs to bchinah bet.
And the continuity of bchinah gimel, which is bchinah dalet, is supposed to be in the same intention. If bchinah gimel received only some of the light and it's in the illumination of chokhmah, it's full of chasadim, and the chokhmah is supposed to clothe on the chasadim. Why is there shame there? It's in order to bestow.
There was no such feeling of receiving in order to bestow. Because Bchinah Gimel, phase 3 in the middle there, includes both discernments, a little bit of Bchinah Bet from the will to receive in Bchinah Aleph, but a bit more. So it turns out that Bchinah Dalet, when it receives, it receives without any intention to bestow. It simply wants to receive. Bchinah Dalet before the restriction and the screen and the reflected light. It has no intentions towards the bestower, the emanator.
But as a desire, even without the intention.
Her desires to receive. Read what's written. There you have the will to receive that has full control without any intentions and anything else, and that's why it's called Malchut. Meaning, it rules over one thing only, to receive.
And where did the desire of Bchinah Bet to bestow go?
It was realized in Bchinah Gimel.
You told Oren Levy a few lessons ago that Bchinah Dalet still didn't have the desire.
There's no shred of bestowal in Dalet. No such thing. Yeah, I may have said that in Bchinah Dalet, phase 4, there's a certain will to bestow that comes from the previous discernments because the shame was born in it, meaning something other than the will to receive had to be there. Unpleasantness towards Bchinat Shosh, the root phase. So that unpleasantness towards the root phase tells us that something in Bchinat Dalet is a result of the previous discernment's phases. It's not just the will to receive, but the will to receive is made of all different forms of the will to receive. And that's why in its will to receive it can feel the host, but in its will to receive. That's why it begins to feel shame there. Bchinah Dalet is complex, but not that it's going to receive, and then that's where the reception rules it completely, and there's another intention there. God forbid. Bchinah Dalet has nothing of the like. Sochi? Did we have Sochi?
Would it be true to say that the five Prinot, they turn into the five Partsofim of Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and Bon? It's the same Prinot of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, but after the correction and Tzimtzum Aleph and each of these Partsofim, these are the same qualities, but the process is more precise.
Yes, excellent. You understand the preface correctly. No question. Okay, 33.
Shalom Rav. Opening me is Kabbalah al menat lashpia.
Opening me, it's reception in order to bestow, but it's only 20%. Why can't we receive more than that?
My dear friend, we say 20%. I wish it was even 1%. It's a thin line in the middle of the space. It's so thin, it's like a thread. They call it the thread of Ein Sof. There's no have no strength to receive more in order to bestow. And how wide is this thread? Its diameter? Only these four phases. That's it. Of shosh, of one divided by 125. You can't have anything any thinner than that. That's the degree the will to receive can receive in order to bestow. Let's come to it and see. It's very difficult. Help me locate who didn't get answers, so that I won't get emails that I didn't ask them. USA SF.
Thank you, Rav. Does Behina Dalet have any desire to bestow in order to receive?
Behina Dalet b'Ein Sof ein shum ratzon lashpia.
In Behina Dalet of Ein Sof, there is no will to bestow, only will to receive. Read what's written. Michael, find what is written about Behina Dalet, where only the will to receive dwells without anything else. Who else didn't ask? Anyone? PT
34. In the four Pchinot of Or Yashar, we're talking about Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer. What is the Tzimtzum, and can you give an example from our world?
Restriction is a refusal to receive. It's not that you restrict the desires, you restrict yourself from receiving. The desires remain, I want to receive and enjoy very much, but I know how to restrict myself. How? The importance of the host greater than the importance of myself. It's like in our world. It's like in our world, but in reverse. In an opposite way. Yes, Michael, what did you find?
It says at the end of item 5, and after it comes Bechinat Daled, and it is because the Kli of Bechinat Gimel at its end also extends the light of Chochmah fully as it was in Bechinat Aleph. And this awakening is a yearning to the measure of the will to receive, as is in Bechina Aleph, and to that it is added because it is now separated from that light, and the light of Chochmah is no longer clothed in it, but it craves it. Thus, the form of the will to receive has been fully determined, since the Kli is determined following the expansion of the light and its departure from there. Later, when it returns, it will receive the light once more, It turns out that the Kli precedes the light, and this is why this Bchina Dalet is considered Malchut.
Malchut, kingship, meaning the complete authority of the will to receive. Okay, I asked everyone, right? Who didn't I ask? Everyone. Info. Info, ask.
We have updates. We want to tell about our online studies. Yesterday, a new course preparation for relationships opened yesterday. This evening at 8:30, there will be a live broadcast, a lesson live, and Thursday we'll have a very special event, which is called Jerusalem and the Heart. It's a very special lesson about the secret of the beauty of Jerusalem. You can still register everything. You can find all the information on u.cob.co.il. And our schedule for today will start at 10 a.m. live with Dr. Leitman, Norma Livne, then at 10:45, Gunen Avigdor, about economy, about the economic system, 1:30 recorded lesson, preface, and 6 live broadcast. Instructors from Kabbalah Lam will give this lesson. And today we'd like to update about the role of the Gabbai in the tens in order to improve the way we look on screen. We added a few things to the role. The Gabbais have to take upon themselves to remind everyone about how we look, to remind us about the sound, to make sure that everyone, when they're connected, that they turn on the camera, that we look. If there is any problem, to talk to the support, to solve different technical problems, and in general, the way we look, the way we sound, this is something that we would like to emphasize a bit more. Yesterday, the World Kli was updated by WhatsApp, mail, and Telegram, and you can also find it on Sviva Tova. So we're asking for all the Gabbais to get updated and to use this opportunity to do it together. And let's sing.
Дно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. If you take the side. into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Shanim chazarnu lachaim haor lemitoch hachaverim teper tolka vpered serdca soedinim i my dostignem nashey tseli slitsya s nim. En unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Together we